Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Coming to town. Opening act, Train. If Train gonna be there, I'm gonna be there. I have a sick, like, infatuation with
Train. Yeah, you really do. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the story on CBS News? All these people over in England that got these really nice tattoos.
What were they of?
Well, one had a picture of Harry Kane, big facial picture of Harry Kane. He's an English soccer star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He plays on their national team.
Sure.
And it's like his whole thigh.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a big,
like,
face on your leg.
The face is all over his thigh.
Okay.
Above it, it says Sir Harry in really nice lettering. Underneath it, World Cup winner 2018.
That's going to be a problem.
Another lady got, and this was the big chant over in England, it's coming home. It's coming home, meaning the trophy. England invented soccer.
You're going home.
England invented soccer, and so now the trophy's finally coming home.
Uh-huh.
She had it's coming home tattooed on her lower left hip.
Okay.
That's a tattoo.
Why do people do that before the outcome of anything?
Here's one with this English fan, got the World Cup trophy tattooed on his body and written across the trophy, England 2018 World Cup winner. That's not going to be good.
You just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait.
This guy had
3 days.
One of England's soccer players' face tattooed on his upper right back.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, that one, I mean, you can fix that one. I mean, maybe he's just your favorite player or something. Didn't say
right.
That.
Doesn't say 2018
doesn't
on
say
it.
World Cup winner 2018. Maybe World Cup, like, you know, and here's the weird thing about the World Cup a lot of people don't know, and I know everybody is as fascinated by it as
I
am.
Yeah, let me tell you.
You know, they have a third place game on Saturday before the championship on Sunday. Like, you have to actually play for third place.
Okay. So who's playing in that one?
Well, that would be England and Belgium.
Oh, okay.
Because they lost the games this week, and then France and Croatia.
Okay,
they still have to play. That's actually really
it's
horrible,
kind of mean,
right? You go play to be not quite as big of a loser as the person you beat.
I'd rather be in fourth. At least then I would, or fifth, I guess.
Right?
Then I wouldn't have to play anymore.
So, anyway, just thought I'd share that. Oh, I have a great. I'm not going to do it right now. I have a great Stop the Planet story. I'm getting off for 4 o'clock.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've done a little Stop the Planet.
It is. That's true.
And I'm really excited about this story.
Okay.
It's as dumb as they get. And you know, I'm very good at predicting dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a special skill you
have. It is a special skill. Thank you. Never saw this one coming.
Ooh, it's that dumb.
Never could have seen this one coming in a million years.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. Dana, did you guys hear about the new giraffes over at the Topeka Zoo?
Has she had the baby?
One of them has. The other one is going to have their baby probably within the next few weeks.
I thought there was just one.
There's two.
Wow.
Yeah. Abby.
Okay.
The giraffe.
Why do you say Abby? How's it spelled?
It's A-B-I. I did see that. Okay.
Yeah. Had the baby at 12:40 yesterday.
Yeah.
And then they're expecting Hope, the other giraffe,
Aww.
To have her baby giraffe coming up here in a few more weeks. So
Hope.
It's going to be baby central.
Not to be a downer on the Topeka Zoo, because I've been several times. They don't still chain up the elephants,
No. It's actually really a lovely zoo. It is a lovely zoo. But yes, I have childhood nightmare flashbacks about
I remember when I was much younger. By that I mean in my early 20s.
It wasn't that long ago. I
never went back. Once I saw it, I never went back to the Topeka Zoo. I refused to go back. But I'll never forget walking into the Topeka Zoo one day, and we're doing the exhibit and we're looking at the animals and hey, that's great. We turn the corner and there are the elephants, right? And all of them had gigantic chains around their feet that tied them to some post or something.
Oh. When I
was like,
been back,
oh my God.
I haven't been back in maybe 3 or 4 years. It is a much larger, much nicer, more animal friendly zoo now. I will never get that image out of my head for as long as I live.
I can still see it.
Well, and I just, even as a child, you know, and I remember thinking even when I was little, I didn't like it.
Right.
I couldn't tell you maybe why at age 5 or 6, but and you could hear the clanking. Mm-hmm. I just remember thinking, I don't like this. There is a giraffe cam would like to just stare.
Why? By the way, did this giraffe cam not go as crazy as that one in New York did?
Isn't that funny?
Last year.
Remember
what about the one in Kansas City?
Yeah, that was big-ish.
Didn't they have a little giraffe that everybody's posting the pictures of online?
Wasn't the giraffe cam that went crazy because it was...
Hello.
Oh.
Oh,
because everybody was waiting. It was there like, it's going to give birth in 10 minutes. And it ended up being like 6 days later.
Yeah, everyone was like stopping what they were doing to watch. There it is.
You know what the worst thing to be on this planet would be?
A crowning baby giraffe.
Yes. Because
then
you'd
just fall six feet.
That is like, you're born with a concussion.
Yeah, it's like, bam.
You know what I love about baby giraffes? Ground. They have the Kermit the Frog face. The baby giraffes have that look
on
their face.
You would too if you got dropped on your head right out of the womb.
What the hell just happened?
Can you imagine the doctor pulled you out and then just dropped you on the hospital
floor? Look at the baby and she's licking his little head. He's all wet and slimy. They named him Kanza.
They're licking off the...
I know, but isn't that just sweet that moms know what to do with those little wet... Don't step on him. Little wet babies. Look, she's right above him. Don't step on him, Marge.
Why can't the giraffe lay down and give birth?
You would think that'd be a little easier on the baby.
They're always walking.
Like at some point, somebody would say, here's an idea. Just throwing this out.
Yes.
Instead of walking around and this poor little guy dropping 7 feet.
Instead of basically pooping your own baby out.
It's nature, Scott. Okay, look at him trying to stand. Almost. I'm going to post this.
You know why he can't?
Fascinating.
Because he's concussed.
Baby.
Do you know what a baby giraffe is called?
A calf.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The male giraffe is called a?
Boy calf.
Huh?
A boy calf.
Is it a bull?
It is. Hmm. And the female giraffe is called a?
Girl calf.
Get out.
I'm hoping it's not cow.
It is a cow.
Oh. Drop from 7 feet and then they call you a cow. Mm-hmm. Welcome
That's
to the world,
mean.
Sister.
Mm-hmm. So they don't tie up the elephants anymore at Topeka?
No, uh-uh.
Good.
It's actually a lovely, lovely zoo.
You know, Wichita has a really nice zoo.
Yeah.
This is where it says.
Yeah.
I want to go up to see the one in Omaha. Take the boys and go
up
there.
Oh, have you never been?
Uh-uh.
You know, we stole their zoo director, and I'm so glad that we did.
Randy Wistoff.
We got Randy from Omaha, and
Omaha Zoo's really nice.
Oh, it is wonderful.
You know, Maya refuses to go to any facility where any animal is kept in captivity.
Really?
She will not go. When we were down in Florida last summer.
Does that include, like, animal shelters? Or have you ever tried to take her to an animal shelter?
No, because I got Stella walking into a PetSmart.
Okay.
So I
don't
know.
They got you at the door.
I told you I was going in to get cat food for Major that one time.
Sucked in.
Came out with a dog.
I go in for cat food and walk out with a black lab. I'm like, wait a minute. That ain't right.
What happened?
It's like me going to pick up my puppy.
Oh, my God. Do you remember this, Kara?
Home with two.
Yes.
When Rod went to go get one dog. And then came home with two, and Tabitha made him sleep on the couch for, what, 3 nights?
She's still not nice to one of the dogs.
The one that you weren't supposed to pick up?
Exactly. And in all fairness,
Dude.
He is dumb.
Yeah. That's why nobody wanted him.
I love him so much. He's my buddy, but he is just a big dummy dumb.
As long as I live, will never forget the day Rod went that morning to go get those dumb dogs. And he comes into work at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And do you remember this? He goes, dude, I am in so much trouble.
Oh, dude, she was so mad.
And I go, what happened? Well, remember, she didn't know until she got home.
Now, she right, knew you were getting the one.
She was gone for the weekend.
That's right. So Rod goes to get the one dog. Honey,
which
Tab.
Which is part of why she was so mad.
I'm heading out to get our dog. We found it. Roman's going to be so happy. He comes home with two, right? And this was on a Friday?
It was, well, the whole thing was my buddy had two dogs, and then the one was pregnant, so we got to pick the dog.
Yes.
And we picked one, and then somehow I think it changed or whatever. So Tabitha's out of town. I go on a Saturday to pick up the dog. Tabitha comes back Sunday night. So we go over there, and Roman's five, maybe. He's so excited. My buddy brings out two puppies and puts them down and says, okay, buddy, which one are you going to leave here?
Oh!
That's so mean. That is terrible.
I was like, you sorry mother trucker.
So when Tabitha
I was like,
got home,
and yeah, I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
When she got home, were you just like, how did that other one get
in there? I'll just never forget.
So yeah, Roman and I had a whole thing, and then yeah, we got two dogs.
The problem is you fell in love with both of them just as hard as he did.
I am a sucker for kids, puppies, kids and puppies, man.
Do you like the smarter one or the dumber one more?
I kind of like the dumber one more.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day you came to work and you're like, dude, I am in so much trouble.
Oh, and I love them dogs to death, but yeah, I'm still in trouble over that.
I came in and asked you, and you're like, hey, I did a thing. And I go, what do you mean
I did a thing?
You're like, here, look at the dog I got. And then look at the other one I got.
And look at the other one. Well, you know how you walk in and the dogs have done something wrong, and you go, oh, come on. And your dog's like, oh, my God. And he bows his head and runs away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My dumb one goes, what's the matter, George? You seem angry, George.
Hey, I have been bragging about my good guys at CM Moe's and Son. It is hot out. The grid is stretched to the max. We've had some power outages. We had a lot of them when that storm rolled through a couple of weeks ago. If you have ever even thought about getting a generator, now is the time to do it. They have bumped up this offer, folks. You will now get a free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at $995 on all qualifying Generac generator units. A free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at almost $1,000. Offer expires at the end of August. So if you've ever thought about getting a generator, get one now. Get your home protected. They have no interest, no payment financing, by the way. And you can get in with a generator at just $99 per month. Don't forget that free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at $1,000. Call my guys at CM Moe's and Son now. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
The album Diary of a Madman, Ozzy. I've been a bad, bad boy. Story here from the New York Times. The federal government has quietly revived its investigation into the murder of Emmett Till.
Yep.
The 14-year-old African-American boy whose abduction and killing remains almost 63 years after the fact. Among the starkest and most searing examples of racial violence in the South.
You can automatically conjure up the image of that child's body in that casket right now. Anyone probably over the age of 40 If you hear the word Emmett Till, I can automatically see that grainy black and white photo of that open casket.
The Justice Department says its renewed inquiry, which it described in a report submitted to Congress in late March, was, quote, based upon the discovery of new information. It is not clear, though, whether the government will be able to bring charges against anyone. Keep in mind, this happened 63 years ago and pretty much kickstarted the civil rights movement. The Justice Department declined to comment today, but it appeared that the government had chosen to devote new attention to the case after a central witness, Carolyn Donham, recanted parts of her account of what transpired in August of 1955. Two men who confessed to killing Emmett only after they had been acquitted by an all-white jury in Mississippi are dead.
So, who, if anyone, do you go back in charge? And I will say this. This remains one of the most embarrassing, horrifying miscarriages of justice in our country's history. I do believe that. Everyone knew they were guilty. They said they were guilty. No one, even in the 70s, 80s, 90s, when those idiots were still alive, why not go back, charge them federally, do something?
Double jeopardy. You can't do that.
Do something. You could get them on some kind of civil rights violation, couldn't you? And they never did, and it angers me that they never did. And now they're dead. May they rot in hell.
How would you do that? Like, let's say, for example, O.J. Simpson comes out and says, "Listen, you know, worst secret of all time, I killed him." You can't take him back to court. He's been acquitted. That's double jeopardy. Well, what are you going to get him on, a parking violation?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. They put Gregory Breeden back in prison here for...
Well, that was an incredible miscarriage of justice as well.
For fines.
That was,
and park... Was it... Was
no,
it
was bounced checks.
It was bounced checks. You are right. They got him on bounced checks. They could never prove he killed a string of prostitutes in Kansas City
in the 80s. They knew he did it, but they couldn't prove it.
And they got him on bounced checks. And I'm telling you... It's interesting to me the DOJ once again is taking a look at this, but the two people responsible are dead.
No, the two people who bragged about being responsible are dead.
Also, at this point, I don't even know if it's about... It's just about justice. It's
just
about...
Do something
about it
for that family.
Set right in the records.
Isn't one of his
whatever.
Nephews or... I'm going to look this up. Descendants... around the Kansas City area? I'm going to look that up.
576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Schlitterbahn has announced the date to take down Verucht. More next.
Hey, if you own a small business, you know finding the right hire, retaining that hire can have such an impact on your business. It's tough. It is crucial to make sure your job post then reaches the most qualified people. You could try posting on a job board, but do you really know who sees those? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Hey, right now you can go to LinkedIn.com/Dana, get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Lawyers have finally reached a deal with the state to take down a deadly water slide at Schlitterbahn. It'll take about 3 weeks to fully deconstruct the Verucht. The slide should start coming down after Labor Day. It's been closed since a 2016 accident that killed 10-year-old Caleb Schwab. President Trump in the UK today following a contentious summit with NATO allies in Belgium. The president was met in London by noisy protesters.
I think he is xenophobic and racist, and he doesn't represent an America that I know and that I love.
Hundreds rallied outside the U.S. ambassador's residence in central London, where the president is staying during his visit. That American protester calling the president toxic. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Soaring our temperatures up to about 100 for today. That heat index value exceeding 105 could peak over 107 to 108. That's what it's going to feel like when you step outside. Clear as the night goes on, slow drop in temperatures to the upper 70s, and then climbing back to some upper 90s on Friday, the heat index above 100. Slight chance for showers and a thunderstorm sneaking in Friday night. Another chance for showers and a thunderstorm by Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
A little rain shower cooling things down right now at KCI. It's 83 there, but it's 101 downtown, 99 right now at your official weather station. The only way you can take KMBZ with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Okay.
A lot of miles.
You know who they want to charge. It's not the two men who are dead who killed Emmett Till. They want to charge her, Scott.
Who?
The white woman. That entire case, the death of Emmett Till, was because he allegedly whistled at a white woman.
That's right.
You remember the story? They want to charge the white woman.
With what?
And here's why. There was a book written about this. It was called The Blood of Emmett Till. I think it was written in, was it 2017? And that book included, believe it or not, the first known interview with Carolyn, I think her name was Donham. Is that right?
Yep. It was 2008.
The first known interview with this woman. And this historian wrote in this book that, her former husband, Roy Bryant, admitted that Till had never whistled at his wife. So follow me here. The thinking is because he and or she testified that this black child, you know, visiting the South from Chicago, whistled at a white woman. They testified he whistled at the white woman, which was the spark that led to his murder. People are saying they should be charged because at least one of them, and I think it was him.
For what, perjury?
Testified that, yes, in fact, he had whistled at the white woman. In the book, they say, actually, no.
Isn't there a statute of limitations on perjury?
Listen to one of the posts. This is just from Twitter. Carolyn Donham is an accomplice to a confessed murder and should be in prison. That has been clear for decades now. She has lived her life as a free woman in the world. Emmett Till has not lived at all.
Well, and that's tragic.
She would today be in her 80s. For perjury or lying under oath, the statute of limitations in federal court is 5 years, but some want her held responsible for the consequences of her dishonesty.
Well, it's one thing to want her to help be held responsible. It's another thing, can you do it?
Can you imagine living your life knowing that a child was killed because of you, knowing that the whole whistling thing never happened, and keeping your mouth shut? It's one thing back in the 50s, Scott, okay, where maybe with this all-white jury and racial tensions were high, she's like, I'm just not going to say anything. But when you get older and you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, now she's in her 80s, carrying that around with you, knowing that you should have testified, this never happened, I don't know how she lives with herself. Would it have changed the outcome of that trial with an all-white jury in Mississippi? Probably not. Probably not.
I'm trying to find out how old she is, but she has to be well into her 80s. Now, I'll keep looking. I'll find it here in a minute. But what's the point? What does it solve?
Justice is the point.
Well, you can't rework the law to fit what you consider to be justice. If statute of limitations for perjury, even at the federal level, is 5 years. On what charge do you get her? You just because you want somebody to pay for a crime that they committed doesn't mean that you get to punish them for a crime they committed. We have rules in this country, and we have statute of limitations. I see this as unless they're going to bring somebody up on murder, which has no statute of limitation, it seems to me to be a waste of time and money. We know that two men who were acquitted later said they did it. You can't try them again, and you can't try them now because they're dead. Then you have this woman, Carolyn Donham, who admitted in a book that came out a couple years ago that she lied. That Emmett Till, whose name will always be synonymous with the beginning of the civil rights movement in America, never touched her and never whistled at her. What are you going to do to an 85, 86, 87-year-old woman that's going to make this any better?
If you go to EmmettTillMurder.com, there is an extensive list of the players back then in the case. Scott, right down to the journalist who wrote about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still scrolling, but nearly every single person is dead.
So, what? I mean, this is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Oh.
Justify to me how this is a smart use of taxpayer dollars.
Mm.
What could come of it? If you're reopening the case, you're not putting one person on it. You're putting multiple people on it who make $150,000, $200,000 a year. And you're wasting our money and their time when they could be going after cases that actually matter today. I'm not saying that Emmett Till's death doesn't matter.
I think most people listening right now would agree with you. It just makes me sick that nothing was ever done.
Dana, there are 1,000 cases that I could point to that make me sick. But what also makes me sick is the Justice Department reopening a case that has no business being reopened. Unless you can bring a murder charge. Unless there's a third person that we don't know about.
Well, there were others who were either there or witnessed it. They're all dead, too. Okay. I'm scrolling through now.
Unless you can find someone who is alive that you can prosecute with murder and send to prison for the rest of their life, which is a year or two or three or four, this is a waste of taxpayer money. It just is. Somebody says she's an accessory to murder. No, she's not. Committing perjury is not an accessory to murder. Yeah, somebody says they just need to let this go. Well, somebody says they still search for Nazis in their 90s. Are we really comparing the two?
Well, no, but they're what they're saying, Scott, and they're not comparing Nazis to what happened to Emmett Till. I don't want to rank evils in the world, but okay. I think what they're saying is if your argument is simply so much time has passed, why waste the resources? You could also say so much time has passed, why waste the resources?
But with people who are Nazis, there are crimes that they committed where a statute of limitations has not expired, where justice can still be sought. You stood there and pushed Jews into the oven. You murdered Jews. I don't care that you're 91 years old. Get your in that jail cell, you're going to rot.
Mm-hmm.
But lying, the only way you would get her as an accessory to murder is to make the argument, and I think it's implausible, that by her lying, she knew these men were going to kill Emmett Till.
Well, she certainly knew afterward that nothing of the sort had happened. That is what is alleged.
I understand what is alleged. But if I said to you, Dan Weinbaum said something really mean about you and me. And you then went out and punched Dan Weinbaum in the face and screamed and yelled at him. And then I later admitted he never said anything. I'm not responsible nor prosecutable for the battery you just conducted on somebody at work. Because I didn't know going in that you were going to lose your mind and go out there and punch somebody in the face.
You're wrong. Because that young girl texting her boyfriend, go ahead, kill yourself. Her defense said the same thing. She could not have possibly known he was going to do that, but he did.
No, she
and
knew.
And she went to prison
for
it.
She knew he was suicidal. If we're going to compare these cases, she knew he was suicidal. He was in the car, in the garage, with it on, and said he wanted to turn the car off. And she said, no, go through with this. Go through with this. I think that's kind of an apples and oranges on that one. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
I started sleeping better the second that brooklinen.com box came to our door. They are luxury sheets. Man, they feel good without the luxury price. Did you know most bedding on the commercial market is marked up as much as 300%? The philosophy at brooklinen.com is you deserve the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials without that crazy markup.
Brooklinen.com, this is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. They were the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. My Brooklinen sheets, our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. They're so confident. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. Vintage Trouble. Because Rod is always in the mood to try to introduce you to a new band that we kind of dig a lot. That's their name if you like it. Vintage Trouble. Sad news, but a life well lived. Sam Mellinger at the Kansas City Star reporting that Bud Lathrop, the winningest coach in Missouri high school basketball history, died today at the age of 82. And he attached to his tweet a story he ran back in April. The Star ran it in April where all of his former players and the school got to say goodbye to him. Sam Mellinger writes, he lived one hell of a life and leaves an enormous impact. So cool that so many of his players put this event on for him back in April. But Bud Lathrop, I believe the coach at Raytown South, if I'm going off memory here. Yep, Raytown South. Died today at the age of 82. Wow.
You know,
955 wins, 35 conference titles, 4 state championships.
You know, a coach is a unique human being and molder of young lives. Almost, it's a unique position to be in life. If you're good at what you do, like he was, and you have so many players that can say, you shaped me, you helped me.
Sure.
How many other people do you say that about? I mean, obviously your parents, maybe a teacher. But here's what's interesting.
Or
with
a professor,
with
maybe,
a teacher or a professor, you could have maybe 6 or 7 people who say, oh, my gosh, I love that teacher. She really, or he really helped me, saved me, showed me the way. With a coach, you can have seriously thousands of people who will say, this person made me what I am today. It's cool.
I still to this day have breakfast with my old high school football coach. I'm 47 years old.
it's a very unique bond. Can be. And yeah, certainly in this case, I don't think you're going to get any argument there.
And he'll be the first to tell you, and he did tell you when we did the remote up in Leavenworth that one time, I was not the best player he ever had.
No.
Can you believe that?
No.
I wasn't. I was not the best football player he ever had. No.
Huh.
But we still, to this day, probably two or three times a year, we'll go grab lunch at Pegas. Or breakfast. Sorry, breakfast.
And do you want to feel like you're the only one that does that?
No. No. I'm not saying that.
But don't you want to kind of feel like...
Yeah. Coach Odom, what makes me so special?
I know I'm your favorite.
I was never the best, but I was your favorite.
Aw, good for him.
But that, I mean, that's cool, you know? And,
yeah.
And I'm sure that there are... Somebody just wrote in, we're good friends with the Lathrops, and this is just a sad, sad day. And this is a man, I would bet, down in Raytown today, there are 1,000 great stories being told today about, you know, and from kids who played when they won the state title to kids who played when they didn't. You know, and I say kids, they're all grown-ups by now, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, we've all got that. Everybody, I think, has, if you played sports, you all have that one coach that you were just like, yeah, I would have eaten through glass for that man.
I'm looking or back woman. To see he coached boys basketball there for the first 45 years Raytown South existed. 45 years.
Keep that in mind when I tell you 35 conference titles.
He used to tell each player they had a friend as long as they lived. Those players grew up to be his doctors, lawyers, mechanics, financial advisors, his life. He told each player, Scott, they had a friend in him as long as they lived. That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Here's what I wonder, and I don't know, like, with Coach Lathrop or even my Coach Odom, do you remember, after you've coached that many kids, do you remember all their names?
I bet he did. I absolutely know he did. You just know that.
You coach, say there are 13 kids on the team on any given year, mm-hmm. and obviously it's not a different 13 every year, but, you know, obviously the numbers start to change over the years. You coached basketball for 45 years. Coach Odom coached at Lansing for 20. How many kids do you think have put on a uniform and gone out and played for you? Now, maybe you don't remember the kid that tries out and then quits 3 weeks in. I mean, you know, sucked anyway. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Verrucht will come down this summer. That's next.
I've told you about my good guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. What are you waiting for? If that lawn's looking a little brown, I know ours used to. For 16 years, my lawn looked brown. Never could get grass to grow on that darn thing until this year when Lightning Landscape and Irrigation came out and put in that Rainbird irrigation system. Man, I love it. We're mowing now twice a week. The grass looks great with that new Rainbird system. And it's a smart system. It knows when it's raining. Shuts off. That'll save you money. Stop dragging a hose around your yard in the hottest part of the summer with that bulky sprinkler head attached. Call Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Save time, money, energy, and let that new smart irrigation system do the work for you. Hey, if you're thinking about any hardscape plans, maybe a fire pit, fireplace, outdoor kitchen out back, get on the schedule now so that we can be ready in the fall to have those guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation come out and put that in. A+ BBB rating, by the way. Give them a call, 913-441-3900 for your free estimate. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning with an N-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.